Imagine a world where the most attractive quality isn't your appearance or wealth, but something far more fundamental, your relationship with yourself. This is the revolutionary premise of Models, a book that has transformed how an entire generation approaches dating. Unlike typical advice promising magical pickup lines, this work suggests something radical. True attraction comes from becoming a better, more authentic version of yourself. In our age of carefully curated social media personas and superficial dating app interactions, this message resonates deeply. The core insight? Female attraction is inversely proportional to male neediness. Women don't primarily judge status through material possessions, but through behavior, particularly how invested a man is in others' perceptions versus his own self-perception. This explains why confident men who live on their own terms often attract women effortlessly, while those desperately seeking approval remain perpetually frustrated. Why do women seem attracted to men who aren't trying too hard? It's what we might call the investment paradox, how to show interest without appearing overly invested. Throughout human history, high-status men demonstrated their value by remaining unfazed by threats and rejection. Women don't consciously calculate this, they intuitively sense it through behavior patterns. The traditional pickup approach tries to solve this paradox through manipulation, teaching men to fake lower investment. But this misses the point entirely. Women judge status by all your behavior, toward them, others, and yourself, most of which happens subconsciously. Vulnerability isn't weakness. It's standing confidently in your truth, regardless of others' judgments. It means admitting mistakes, expressing emotions freely, and accepting rejection without desperation. When changing behavior, you'll face an uncomfortable pain period where you feel exposed. The more you've suppressed emotions, the more challenging these vulnerable moments become. This discomfort often leads to avoidance, but gradually you'll learn that rejection and mistakes are normal. Women aren't repelled by imperfections, they're drawn to men who acknowledge flaws and can laugh at themselves. True comfort with vulnerability is the opposite of neediness. Your underlying intentions matter more than your words. Even when trying to present yourself differently, your true character shows through. People detect inconsistencies between words and actions. Men who shower women with compliments and gifts often expect affection in return, revealing their neediness. Genuine honesty must be unconditional. Strong boundaries demonstrate confidence. A self-assured man addresses inappropriate behavior directly rather than ignoring it to please others. When women are unreliable or play games, clearly communicating your standards often surprises them. They either respond with genuine interest or leave, benefiting both parties. Successful dating requires polarizing reactions through authenticity rather than trying to please everyone. Women are either receptive, showing interest, neutral, undecided, or unreceptive, unavailable/uninterested. With unreceptive women, identify and move on quickly, especially avoiding the friend zone, where escape becomes nearly impossible once established. With neutral women, polarize them by expressing your authentic self vulnerably. This forces them to become either receptive or unreceptive. Being forthright about who you are and what you think demonstrates non-neediness while naturally filtering out incompatible matches. Success requires embracing rejection as essential. The most successful men have faced countless rejections, which become insignificant with experience. Men fear rejection when operating on others' truths rather than their own. When grounded in your values, rejection becomes a useful filter. Dating is ultimately a numbers game. Perhaps only 10 out of 1,000 women will have serious potential with you. Think of it as a treasure hunt, where each no provides clues about where to look next. Rather than hoping someone likes you, stay curious about what they're like. Successful dating requires mastering three fundamental areas: honest living, creating an attractive lifestyle; honest action, overcoming fears, and honest communication, mastering emotional expression. Most men have natural strengths in one fundamental and weaknesses in others. A man with great lifestyle but poor action and communication will be surrounded by beautiful women but never connect with them. A fearless man with poor lifestyle and communication will hook up with many women but with poor quality. A man with great communication but fear and poor lifestyle will rarely meet women but capitalize on rare opportunities. Demographics, the context in which you meet women, is crucial yet often ignored. The principle is simple. Like attracts like. A successful professional who enjoys fine wine will naturally attract similarly educated women with similar interests. By focusing on meeting women in situations where they likely share your values, whether travel groups, dance classes, volunteering, or educational courses, you'll experience higher success rates and meet more compatible women. Consider two men. Jim rearranges his schedule for women, spends lavishly on them, and tolerates disrespect to avoid conflict. His relationships rarely last. Jeff lives on his terms, isn't devastated by rejection, and only makes time for those he genuinely enjoys. Women immediately sense Jeff's lower emotional investment, which triggers attraction. The common be liked by all, hated by none strategy fails because attraction is inherently confrontational. You must accept being controversial or resign yourself to everyone remaining neutral toward you. Though polarization invites some rejection, many women respond warmly to men who desire them and demonstrate high status behavior. By experiencing rejection, you develop genuine self-worth. This process often unleashes pent-up emotions that may temporarily manifest as irrational behavior, but most eventually find balance through self-awareness. The journey involves identifying the root causes of your neediness, whether inexperience, past rejection, or anger. Only by recognizing and accepting these emotional truths can you release your investment in women's approval. What stops most men is taking rejection personally, when in reality, you'll miss most shots regardless. The key is taking more shots and learning from each miss. Dating involves countless circumstances outside your control. She's visiting from out of town, just reconciled with her boyfriend, or simply having a bad day. Throughout this journey, we've discovered that attraction comes from women perceiving a lack of neediness and sense of security in men. This emerges from having stronger investment in oneself than in others' perceptions. Counterintuitively, showing vulnerability leads to higher self-investment and diminishes neediness, allowing clearer, more direct self-expression that polarizes women's reactions. When you inevitably hit difficult moments, remember this phrase, "What if it was a gift?" Whatever happens, try to find the blessing in it. An ex-girlfriend's betrayal might have put you on this path of self-improvement. A harsh rejection might steal you to become more confident. Even tragedy can bring gifts, like a profound awareness of life's transience that pushes you to take risks and express yourself authentically. Because sooner or later, this all disappears. So make the most of your time here. Life offers you gifts every day in unexpected packages. The question is, are you ready to unwrap